Medical marijuana providers are challenging Seattle's licensing rules in court today. They say having to obtain business licenses forces them to incriminate themselves under federal law. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Last year, the Seattle City Council passed an ordinance requiring medical marijuana providers to get business licenses. Criminal defense attorney Douglas Hyatt warned that anyone who complied would be more vulnerable to federal prosecution. Marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Under state law, medical marijuana is legal, and recreational use of marijuana just became legal under I-502. Hyatt subsequently sued the city on behalf of unnamed medical marijuana providers. His lawsuit says marijuana dispensaries should be exempt from city licensing. Today, a King County judge will consider summary judgment motions from Hyatt and the city of Seattle. UW law professor Mary Fan says Hyatt seems to argue that these businesses should have their cake and eat it too. They want to continue operating without the licensing requirements other businesses face.
Reading the briefing in this case, they sort of say that it's kind of the city that's making them be in conflict with federal law. And of course, that's not exactly the case. It's the growers' actions that are in conflict with federal law.
But she says there do seem to be some facts in dispute, which could be grounds for letting the case go forward. Hyatt says applicants for city licenses are forced to disclose that they're operating a marijuana-related business. Attorneys for the city of Seattle respond that the licensing requirements are general for all businesses and do not require applicants to make those disclosures. Hyatt is a longtime advocate for marijuana legalization, so it's a strange twist that his legal argument resembles the one federal officials may use if they challenge Initiative 502. That's the argument that federal law trumps state law. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.